During her time in Nebraska, the Ag Secretary had a variety of opportunities to interact with those in the ag industry. Roughly 86% of all farms in the United States are small family farms. And to ensure small family farms can start and stay in business, the USDA outlined a toolkit of action, including the streamlining of the application process, improving reliable access to credit, farmland, and markets, and appropriate business planning tools. And sharing with us all the importance of having those boots on the ground.
Just finished our first international trip last week to England, but this is what and why I do what I do, and that is the opportunity to be in incredible states like Nebraska, meet extraordinary farmers and ranchers. We just finished an amazing round table with corn farmers, wheat farmers, pig farmers, cattle farmers, just everything you can imagine, and hearing directly from those farmers. I think we, at last count, in the last 90 days since I've been in office, I have met with over about 15 or 16 different states, over 1,000 different farmers and ranchers, and really working to listen to what it is that we need to do to ensure that we have the sustainable and thriving and prosperous future for our ag community. Listen, without that, this country will not be the same. America will not subsist and thrive without a strong and sustainable ag community.
And that farmer roundtable she talked about took place just outside of Valparaiso, Nebraska, at the Kurt Onotka farm.
Well, when we got this phone call, you know, I talked to the family and said, "Do you really want to do this?" And they said, "Well, it's never probably going to happen again." So we took advantage of it, and we were very privileged and honored and humbled to have those dignitaries here, especially the United States Secretary of Agriculture. And it's important to get the word out about agriculture.
And Kurt shared with me what he wanted to express to the Ag Secretary. They're a sixth generation farming operation.
My great grandpa started this, and we've been at it. Like my little granddaughters will be the sixth generation. You know, it's a great way of life. You know, there's some good times and bad times in agriculture, and we understand that. We try to manage for it. We try to grow our operation to be sustainable and things like that. And I wanted to get across to her that agriculture in Nebraska is the backbone of the state. But I think as the United States, agriculture is one of the main pillars of our nation. And I think some people in the cities across the United States don't understand that. They don't know where their food and fiber comes from, where their hamburger comes from, whatever. We need to make sure we get that message across to those people and know what we do.
And one of the youngest to participate in the roundtable with the Ag Secretary was Lucas Fricke. Lucas is a sixth-generation farmer raising hogs and row crops just outside of Ulysses, Nebraska.
This administration's tried to make itself different, that they want to be more accessible and stuff like that. And it was pretty cool that we could have a realistic conversation and say what was actually on our minds and not feel like we were going to get chastised or, you know, smeared or anything like that, but actually give a true opinion and say, hey, this is kind of how we're struggling. And I think everyone was respectful in that situation, but to actually say, farming is not all sunshine and rainbows. Yeah, we get to work outside, but there's a lot of rain clouds a lot of day. I say that very tongue-in-cheek because it's extremely dry.
But right.
It was nice, and it was very humbling to be able to say, hey, farming's not profitable. I don't know how to say it more nicely than that for a lot of people, but I think everyone can share that sentiment because it's been year over year over year of this, and there's only so much that people can take. And I think that there's... peeking through the packet that they handed out today, I haven't even read it all, it looks like they're trying to address that in the drain that we have on the small farm of completely moving away and trying to incentivize farmers to stay on the farm.
And what are those growing concerns as he looks at this year's crop?
Profitability is the biggest one. I mean, I think that's always on a farmer's mind, but we have had consistent year over year over year, especially for row crop. Pork is what we're also in. I mean, I wish I could say it was in cattle, but, you know, I don't have that windfall coming. But overall, that's that profitability number. And are we going to be able to not just make ends meet? Are we going to be able to make minimum payments? And as a farmer, that's a really scary situation. And I say this from a complete place of privilege. My family has worked extremely hard to get where we're at. And you feel this when start taking over and you start doing that job, is I don't want to screw up what's been done for me. And that's, I think, where a lot of other people are feeling like this profitability, like we have to have something good happen to be able to continue this for the next year. And so I think that's where one of the biggest issues in 25 is people are like, we're going to be able to make ends meet, not just ends meet to, you know, have a nice Christmas, but ends meet as in make the payments so we don't get foreclosed upon. Because I've heard the horror stories already of people not being able to pay their seed bill or their chemical bill or situations like that because they don't have the money to do it.
And for Nebraska's Governor Jim Pillen, it was an opportunity to showcase what his state does in agriculture.
So it was awesome for her to come and kick the tires, meet the people, because I keep bragging about Nebraska. It's the people that has made Nebraska agriculture through innovation and irrigation and precision farming, where we raise more per acre than anyone in the world, and how great we take care of our aquifer and how our cattle industry has exploded because of renewable fuels. So that's really a big deal. So, you know, we've been about food security, feeding the world, and now in the last 25 to 30 years as the ethanol industry has evolved and the impact it's had on feeding livestock and the impact it's had on blending with gas and oil, it's really, really important piece for her to fully understand. And
that's just part of my discussion as folks attended the roundtable discussion outside of Valparaiso, Nebraska, with Ag Secretary Rollins. I'm Susan Littlefield.